surface yayin, if there's a rim around the funnel that had some wine on it, so then yayin osa, then that wine is still yayin esach osa. The question is, ha-yakvis yayin b'maiko misasar. Let's see, the rim around the funnel, even if there's some wine there, how does this wine become osas yayin esach? It did not touch the bottom goyish jar. You have a funnel. Usually when you have a funnel, you have it like on top of the jar, and it's coming into the jar, but it never touched the jar itself. So the funnel itself never touched the yayin esach. Zechura, why is the funnel also the wine there? It must be because the nitzlik heavy chibur. Since the wine is flowing through the funnel into the jar, and the bottom of the jar has the yayin esach, so all the wine above becomes the yayin esach. So that's why the funnel becomes also. Zechura, b'maikam is the lav v'nitzlik, shema mina nitzlik chibur. So Mar says, no, we had before, tani reb chiyo, shepach sosle suchisav. It could be that the barrel of wine is filled up to the top, and the wine itself touches, that we had before, the barrel itself touches the wine. So that's the case. The funnel itself went into the jar, and the jar got filled up so much with wine that the wine itself touched the funnel. So there's mamish yayin nesek on the funnel. So what do you want to tell me? But if the jar did not touch it, my loy, then it does not become osa. If so, tisha, bring it from here, the nitzik ain't a chibur. That nitzik is not called a chibur, only because it touched. Gemara says, no, again, there's no proof lie. If for sure the wine touched the funnel, then the funnel is for sure yayin nesach, the yosser. But nitzik tiboy, it could be if it didn't touch it, just that there's a steady flow coming down, that you have a good suffix. That's still the shayla of ayukas yayin nesach. So we say nitzik have a chibur or not. The fact that there's a steady flow coming down, if that's a chibur, that's still a suffix. That we don't know yet. That we'll see. We'll see tomorrow with the shem.
And he says the same thing when we have a sorrow, when we have a war.
Right. Okay. Ayin Bezim Bezim. Four lines down from the top. We're in the middle of Shail of Nitzuk is called the Chibur Anat for Yayin Esach. Nitzuk again means a flow of water or flow of wine. When your guy is pouring off wine, or even the Jew is pouring off wine, and it's landing into a bottom barrel, that the bottom barrel is Yayin Esach. So do we say the connection of this flow makes it that all the wine on top is also Yayin Esach? So we have before the Mishnah by Tyrus, by Mikvoyis, we pass in Nitzuk is Einer Chibur. Here by Yayin Esach is a Machloikis. So Toshima, come in here. It says, Hamo'oro Mikli Likli. If somebody's pouring off wine from one Kli to another Kli, so it says, Eshimora Mimeno Mutta. The Mishnah says, the wine that's left over in the first barrel is still Mutta. But mashmo, hodebeinei beinei yosa. But the wine that comes out of the first barrel, even before it reaches the bottom barrel, is osa. So shema mina, why is the middle in between the wine and the air? Why is that wine yayin esach? The hava mina is a Jew is pouring out this wine, and he's pouring it into the geisha barrel. So since in the bottom of the barrel there's yayin esach, so smashma, the wine, as soon as it comes out of the barrel, even in the air, is also osa. Why should that be? Shemamina nitzik chibur. That the nitzik should be a chibur. Samara says, no, that can't be pshat. E nitzik chibur, if the pshat is there's a connection of nitzik, the flow of wine is connecting it, then afilu digave de mononami lisasur. Even the one that's back up in the barrel should also be osa. If it's one straight connection, so all the top wine is touching the bottom wine. So why does it say only the one in the air in between, even the one in the first barrel should be osa? Smor says, maybe no, holakashya. I'll tell you the call mekantiv ketufi, that there's a stop. There's not a steady flow. You like pour it off the top barrel and then you put it back again. So now the flow is coming down, but no more wine for the top barrel. If only the in-between wine, that's the connection. But it's not connected to the top barrel. That's called ketufi, miktav ketufi. That you stop the flow on top. But mikomakim could be nitzik chibur, that nitzik is a chibur, according to this chat. So where it says, l'taymeh, according to your reason, you want to bring a proof in our Mishnah, eima seifa. What does our seifa say? Eshi'iro l'toichoi hu diyoser. What was poured out of the barrel, what came into the second barrel, that's what's awesome. For d'deine b'ni shari, mashra from the seifa, the air, the wine that's in the air, in between the space, that's still mutter, shari. So for now, Mishnah can't bring any proof. Smash from both ways. it says what's left over in the first barrel is mutter, and what comes into the second barrel is also. What's going to be with the wine in between in the year? You can medayin both ways. One way it's mashma, also one mashma it's mutter. So therefore, lemihof mal mishnah leko lemashma mino. You cannot bring any proof from mal mishnah. Toshim HaKama bring another proof. It says, Hamo'oro mechovius labor, be pouring off wine from a chovius, your barrel, into the pit where you store the wine, labor, so kilua chayoreid misvas chovius lamatosa. It says clearly this flow of wine that's coming out from the bottom of the barrel is also. So Kurtz Mashm, as soon as it leaves the barrel, right away the wine is also. So why? Because of nitzuk. But again, the question should be that if that's really the pshat, then even the wine in the barrel itself should also be yosa. Here it only says, hayored misvas hachavis, only the wine that leaves the barrel is yosa. All right, but still, why should the wine leave the yosa? It didn't touch the bottom wine yet. So my answer is, Rav Tirgum Arashashas, v'yoved kechovim hamora. Here we're talking about a guy is pouring off this wine. And that's the klal, the osim mikoichai. That the guy is the one that's pouring off this wine from the barrel into the bore. So, Mar says, if it's the guy that's pouring off the wine, so afilu gavoy dechavita nami mitzasur. Then again, it's a question. So even the wine left over inside the barrel should also be yosa. He's the one that's pouring it. So Mar says, no, the answer is, koyach the ovikechavim midrabanan hu diyosa. Listen, the guy himself really is not touching the wine. All he's doing is he's pouring off the wine. That's called koichai. The wine now is moving because of his koich. This is the klal of a guy pours wine from the bottle. So koichai, what comes out from his koich, that's only yosem midrabbanan. Therefore, the klal is hahu dinofik libroi gozru beirabbanan. The wine that comes out because of his koich, the wine that comes out of the bottle, out of the barrel, that Rabbanan made Xeron. There's one up here, is it? Oh, yeah. Gozbe Rabbanan. Of a Hahu de la Gavoi, the wine that's inside, la Gozbe Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not make Xeron. That's the locha that if a guy would pour wine for you, the wine that comes out is also. But the wine left over in the bottle is still mutter. Like Taisus says, Kaychel Rechavim, Rabbanan de Bonn Gozo, Mikan, Shimhoya Yain Kosher, you have kosher wine. The guy is holding the outside part of the jar of the bottle and pouring you wine. He did not touch the wine itself. Whatever comes outside the bottle is also. It's a miskoyach. But what's left over inside the bottle, that's still okay. That's what we once spoke out. That is such a locha. If you leave wine alone with a guy in the house like today, what do you have to be afraid about? So you don't have to be afraid that Stam, she took the bottle of wine and poured off something and drank. Because if she just pours off wine, so it comes out is also true. But that's what she drank. What's left over in the bottle, she should be okay. So the only shot should be real, as we said, is maybe she took a shot like this. She went ahead and took a sip, right. So therefore her mouth touched the wine, therefore she acted the whole bottle. But otherwise, just pouring it off, it's only what comes out is also. Now, Amaluhu Rav Chizda Lahanu Savisu. Rav Chizda told the wine sellers, when you sell your wine, Ki Kailisu Chamru Levichovim, when you're pouring off your wine to the Goyim, like you're pouring it off from your kosher wine barrel into their lug, into their jugs, so make sure, Katfei Ketufei, make sure when you pour it off, before the flow reaches their barrel, stop your flow. Because do not make a nitzuk. Be careful, do not let it be a straight flow from your big barrel of wine into that jar. Because in that jar, there's still some yain nesach there. So if there be a straight flow, there'll be a chibur of nitzuk, or make all your wine back upstairs, Inam yorels, nafsin afutzi. Also, another type of dispersing it. Rashi says, disperse your wine, like throw it in front of you, so it should not be a nitzuk. Omaluhu Rav said, Lehanu Shvuchei, also to the people that shred. Rashi says, Poilim Rishon Gilam Laros Yain, right? The Jewish workers that would pour the wine, Lana Shvuchei, Kishavchisu Chamru, when you pour off the wine, Lalikrav Oibikachov Nasiyaya Badaichum. make sure a guy is not there helping you pour off the wine. Because you have a big barrel here, and you're pouring off the wine. So he told the Jewish workers, make sure not to tell the guy to help you. Why? Dilma mishtaliso, maybe you'll forget yourself, v'shadisa le'yolei, and you let him do the whole job, you let the guy pour the whole wine. And then, ukosi mikoiches, coming from him, v'yosa. Because he wasn't pouring for a guy, he's pouring for the Jew. Like the Jewish factory, they're pouring off their wine from the big barrel into the small bottles. He said, make sure you do not have a guy help you pour it off. Because even though, if the guy is helping you and the Jew is doing it, since the Jew could do it by himself, then Mechayei ain't by Mamish. His Kerech would not ask her. Like if the Jew could do it himself, he's only asking of the guy, please give me another hand, make it a drop easier for me, the wine would not be Asa. That alone would still be Mutter. Just as Zera were afraid, once you have a helper, maybe you'll want to tie your shoes, you'll tell him, you do the whole job now, and then the wine will become Asa. Now, Hahu Garba, there was a man. The Asik Chamra Begishta Obas Gishta. That's a siphon system here. That he was drawing wine, he had a long tube, and he put one end of the tube into the full barrel, and he started to suck the wine, and then he put it down into a lower barrel, that the wine would come out from the top barrel into the bottom barrel. He would siphon off the wine. That's called the Gishta Obas Gishta. So a Jew was doing it so far, it's okay. Now, also, Vikichov Magoi came, Anach Yodaya Gishta. He put his hand on the bottom part of the pipe in the bottom barrel. Kissa, where the wine was coming through the pipe, he touched the bottom part of the pipe where the wine was coming out. So Asrei Rav Lekuli Chamra. Rav said all the wine now becomes Yai Nesach. Not only the wine in the bottom barrel, but even the wine in the top barrel. Here for sure it's called the Chibur, like this pipe, this flow of wine is considered a connection between all the wine in the top barrel. Why? What do you want to tell me? The reason why it's a connection here, because the flow, it's a steady flow through this pipe. So Nitzik is called the Chibur, and then Shema Mina Nitzik Chibur, which is a big machoikis, whether it's a Chibur or not. He said, no, here it's stronger. Shani Hossam, Tekule Chamro, Agishto Bas Gishtagor. Here, the way a siphon works, if the guy would have not touched the wine, all the top wine by itself now would be coming down into the bottom wine. So therefore, if you touch that, or like stop that flow, it's sort of like all the wine is on top of you. It's sort of like you're actually touching all that wine, since all the top wine is destined to come out through this pipe. So it's better than Nitzik. Nitzik is as far as somebody on top of this flow is pouring it over. So then you want to say it's called one long connection, just the flow. Here it's a better, here all the wine on top is destined to come out through this siphon. So therefore, if you stop the siphon, you hold the bottom of it, it's called like you're holding back all that wine. It's like we have before, so it's like, again, like you have a hole on the barrel, and the guy puts his hand there to stop the flow. So all the wine on top that was destined to come out, it's called like he touched, it's called the maga. Here also, from the siphon, it's all the wine is destined to come out, he's holding it back, that's called like a real maga. He's like touching all the top wine. Now, another case here was, Oma Mazutra Breid Rav Nachman, Kenishkinin Shari. Allowed to drink wine from a Kenishkinin, big question what it is, Rashi learned it's like a barrel of wine, a jug of wine, that has a lot of straws coming out of it. The jug itself has different straws like, and if you have 5-10 people drinking wine at the same time, everybody has a different sprout where they drink from. So the chiddush here is, even though a guy is drinking with you, you could drink together with a guy. But when was this said? If the Jew gets finished drinking first before the guy finishes. But if the guy finishes first, then the wine will be also. When he finishes like this, he sips up the wine. So the top wine is touching his mouth. When he gets finished drinking, that few drops come back inside the barrel. So it makes the whole barrel Yai Nesach. But this is a chiddush though. The chura, while he's sucking also, his mouth is touching the wine. That should be called a straight chibur with the wine inside. So also before I ask this question, what's the heter over here? And we had before, when a guy drinks up the wine, when he sips up the wine, so that for sure is a connection. Like he's sipping up the wine. So some say here, the pshat is you have five people doing it together. But since that's only where there's only one
a straw in use. But here we have two or three in use. You don't look as if all the wine is supposed to come out of this one straw. No, it's divided up between all the straws. So that's a new heter. Therefore, as long as they're drinking, it's okay. But if the guy gets finished, when he gets finished drinking, then the wine that touched his mouth comes back into the kli, then it becomes awesome. Rabba bar Rafuna ikloi levei resh kalusi, this is resh kalusa, and also sharalu lemishta v'kanishkin. He said it's mutter to drink wine even together with a guy, or everybody's drinking at the same time from different straws, for this svara. And Ika the army, some say the maestro was Rabba bar Rafuna.